Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 145. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome to another Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet, nutrition, stress management, anything along those lines. I've mentioned my credentials in the last few Q&A episodes, so you can listen to those if you need more reassurance about why you should take my advice. If you want to send in a question, stick around till the end of the show, and I'll let you know how you can do that. And just so you know, if you do send in a question, you're entered into special raffles to win books, so there's a little bonus in it for you. As I mentioned earlier in the week, this Q&A episode is a little bit personal for me, and you're soon going to see why. So let's jump right in and optimize your life.
Hello, good morning. I'm wondering if you can give me some advice on whether someone can reduce the amount of statins they are taking. My husband is on 40 milligrams of Crestor and 10 milligrams of Zetia, after having a stent placed, and he also had high cholesterol. Since then, he's improved his diet, exercise. There's a lot less stress, which is what I believe caused the heart attack. Is there a way where he could start reducing and possibly even get off these medications? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Marie. The timing of your question couldn't have been more perfect. This past week, my mom suffered a heart attack. Here's how it played out. After experiencing 2 days of worsening chest pain, she finally went to urgent care at the insistence of my sister, a medical doctor. At urgent care, they told her, you need to go to the emergency room right now. An ambulance was called, and sure enough, she was suffering from a heart attack. After determining the cause, a procedure was quickly scheduled. Thankfully, she is now at home in stable condition and in good spirits. But she's now on 4 new heart medications, one of which is a statin. On a side note, between my father-in-law's history of strokes and heart attacks, and now my mom suffering a heart attack herself, my family is rapidly becoming the poster children for lifestyle change. I think they might need to take my advice more often. All right, back to statins. Statins are often used to help decrease LDL cholesterol in the blood. LDL is often referred to as bad cholesterol, and I'll explain why in a second. One of the many functions of the liver is to produce LDL. We actually do need some of this bad cholesterol floating around our bloodstream. Statins are designed to tell the liver to stop making so much of this bad LDL. They don't stop the production completely, but statins just tell the liver to chill out for a while. The doctor prescribed a statin for my mom because they discovered the cause of her heart attack was the buildup of plaque in one of her coronary arteries. Coronary arteries are the ones that sit right on top of the heart. This plaque is often caused by having high levels of this bad LDL cholesterol in the blood. So by putting her on a statin, the doctor is hoping she will have less of this stuff floating around in her bloodstream, which will hopefully prevent another heart attack. Statins also help lower inflammation in the arteries. Plaque buildup in the arteries basically means that the arteries are sick. As a response, the arteries become inflamed. We don't want that to happen. That's going to prevent blood flow through the arteries. So, by lowering inflammation, statins are helping to heal those vessels in a way. Statins also may be helpful to prevent that plaque from breaking free and causing another heart attack or stroke. If a clot or plaque starts to freely roam in the bloodstream, it may settle in smaller vessels that could lead to another heart attack or even a stroke. So, while statins sound like a miracle drug, The problem is they also come with some unpleasant side effects. Muscle pain can occur. Less common would be muscle and liver damage. That does occur, but rarely. And let's face it, being on four medications, being on statins, can be pretty costly. The good news is that with lifestyle changes, a person can reduce the amount of medications they take even after a serious event like a heart attack. Most health professionals agree that diet, exercise, weight management, stress management, and not smoking can dramatically lower their chances of having another heart attack and possibly getting off their medications. In fact, a number of studies have found that these lifestyle changes I just mentioned can actually work better than the medications themselves, statins included. As far as diet is concerned, one of the best things a person can do is to lower their intake of simple sugars. Simple sugars are those that are found in candy, soda, white flour, baked goods, you know, all the things we really like. This doesn't mean these foods need to be completely eliminated, but even a small reduction can help. Now, what does sugar have to do with bad cholesterol and plaque in the arteries? It's easier to communicate this visually, and I actually created a YouTube video explaining why you want to consume fewer simple sugars. I'll have a link to that on our website found with this post. In the meantime, trust me, there's a very good reason why folks need to decrease their intake of these simple sugars. On the other hand, increasing fiber intake is important as well. Fiber actually helps remove this LDL or bad cholesterol from the bloodstream. I would say it's also important to eat fish at least twice per week. Specifically, consume responsibly caught cold water fatty fish. These in particular tend to be high in omega-3 fatty acids, which help keep our arteries healthy. An easy mnemonic device I like to use to help clients remember which fish are high in omega-3s is to follow a SMASHT diet. S-M-A-S-H-T, SMASHT. The first S stands for salmon. M, mackerel. A, anchovies. The other S, sardines. H, halibut. And T, trout. Each of these fish are good sources of omega-3 fatty acids. Now, if you don't like fish and want to take omega-3 supplements instead, definitely consult your doctor or dietitian first. What I can say is you probably don't need those so-called mega doses of these supplements. It's a good idea in general to stay away from those. Next, believe it or not, alcohol. You heard right, alcohol. A number of well-designed studies have found that consuming alcohol in moderation can significantly reduce the likelihood of having another heart attack. So what's moderation? Great question. For men, moderation means consuming no more than 2 drinks per day. For women, no more than 1 drink per day. Now, most studies were performed with red wine, so that's the form I would recommend, as long as your doctor is okay with it. But I must also say, there are folks that should not consume alcohol, like those with a history of addiction, and possibly those with a family history of addiction, pregnant women, those with diabetes, and those that are underage, just to name a few. But if your doctor is okay with this, enjoy. My last diet tip is to eat plenty of dark green, red, and orange veggies. These will provide a number of heart-healthy vitamins and minerals to help the body heal. Now, what about exercise? Starting with a walking and stretching program is often recommended. Staying active helps keep your bad cholesterol levels down, which will then hopefully prevent more plaque buildup in the arteries. And stretching actually has been found to keep the arteries nice and flexible, which is what we want. Now, before beginning any exercise program, yes, you know exactly what I'm going to say, check with your doctor first. If they give the all clear, have them specify the type of exercise, the intensity, and frequency you're cleared for. A number of studies have found that high-intensity exercise is safe and beneficial even for those with a history of heart disease. But again, definitely get medical clearance first. I'll close by saying my well wishes are with you and your husband, Marie. But please note, this is the same advice I'm giving my mother. And unfortunately, I can now say I understand what you must be going through.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So thank you again for the question, Marie. You're going to be entered into a raffle every month to win a book. Now, if you want to send in your own question, basically it's like getting a consultation for free, it's really easy to do. Just come by oldpodcast.com and look for the bar along the side of the page that says Ask a Health Question. If you click on that, you can record a message straight from your computer's microphone or from a phone if you use the app. You can do multiple takes, and once you're happy with it, you can submit it to us. It's really easy. Or you can call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. So either that or visit oldpodcast.com, send in your question, and you'll be in special raffles to win books from us. Thank you again so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing to the show and sending in your questions. It's my favoriteest part of the show, so definitely keep those questions coming. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. For those of you that are into American football, enjoy the Super Bowl, and I'll see you on Monday's episode where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.